up. Welcome back to the Skeptic Fence Show. It's our live call-in segment if you want to call in. Veruca Saul, correct, Octopus Prime. Skype contact up top, LiveLife8072. Right now we have the Kitch here. Kitch, what do you got for us?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. You were talking early on the show about the case in Ireland that quite recently that tragic case in Galway of the woman who died in Galway due to septicemia. And she was denied abortion countless times. I just want to say that I came, actually, tonight, we had a march in Dublin, and there were similar ones around the world in New York. There were some around Ireland, there were some in England, New York, some in India. Can't remember the exact places, but we had about 20,000 people just fed up with this sort of legal limbo that abortion has in Ireland.
Yeah, it is pretty... what is the law currently over there if the woman's life is in danger? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Yes, as far as I'm aware of, in Ireland, it's illegal under the Constitution to have an abortion. Abortion is completely illegal according to the Constitution. However, there is a case, a precedent, in 1992, 20 years ago, about a 14-year-old girl who was raped and was impregnated, and she was in danger of committing suicide. And they brought this to the Supreme Court, and it was found ruled in her favor that in the case of where the mother's life was in danger, that it was legal to have an abortion. Now you have this kind of conflict here between the Supreme Court and the Constitution. In fact, this was actually brought up quite recently, 2010, where case A, B, and C brought lawsuits to the EU Court of Human Rights. Case A and case B lost because it wasn't found in the Supreme Court ruling that abortion was a right, but it was just for medically necessary. Case C won. And we have to, as far as I know, the EU pretty much has said we have to legislate on this, but our cowardly politicians just won't, because so far, pro-choice hasn't been that active as pro-life has. You know, you've got the Youth Defence League, those little shits. Sorry.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's your personal viewpoint on this situation with this lady that lost, of course, her and her child died? What's your viewpoint on this? Do you think the law should be changed over there, and how so? I mean, like...
Well, this case is definitely tragic, and it was one we were all fearing and all hoped would never happen. We should definitely legislate. We should definitely legislate for pro-choice. It's the only workable way. I know people who said that we should work it for... where the mother's life's in danger, definitely no. I don't think anyone can, and if you can, if you're trying to argue against that one, I think that's just a completely misogynistic view.
Yeah.
But even for people have argued for me, and I've met people, plenty of people there for rape and incest, but do not feel that rape should be rape should not be legalized for just as a right, which I think is a bit. It works in principle, but in practice, you find people are, you know, you're going to have, you know, these kind of courts that will, oh, is it, if was your rape, you know, these legitimate rapes
courts, yeah,
and incest, you know, it's better just to have it as a right, just so we can prevent judging you. And people aren't having abortions because they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I
totally see what you're saying. After our live call-in segment for about 10-15 minutes, DPR Jones and Negation want to talk about the debate, I think, between Jason. But on this topic we're talking about with Kitch right now, Negation or DPR Jones, you got anything to say? I know one of you do.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry if I may. and I'll be as brief as I possibly can.
Take your time, guys.
What I find disturbing about this case is that it seems that both sides, to a degree, have sought to use it to support their views, and forgetting that there is a personal tragedy behind this. And I'll give you an example. I bet not one of these people who are in the chat or perhaps in this conversation can actually name the person. And nor when she actually died. You think it's topical? No, actually, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she was Indian, and she did not believe with Catholicism. I don't remember her name, but I researched it today, but I know she was Indian.
Yes, and I don't know. I suspect that perhaps some degree of racism may have been behind this, or perhaps more a medical misdiagnosis.
It could have been that.
I have to say that, I will try and be very brief. In general terms, I am opposed to abortion. I think that it is too often used as a substitute for contraception. I think there are too many people who are seeking to take the morning after pill and being irresponsible, too many, both women and men, not taking sufficient precautions. I wish abortion did not have to happen. That said, I fully support, just on balance, the rights of the mother to make the decision. But I think it is a difficult issue. I wish it was not one that we had to deal with. But as I say, just going to the Michael's reference to this particular case, I think there is too much of a danger for too much influence to be put on one particular case.
Yeah, and my own personal quick view on that, negation, you can go after this, and then Michael, real quick, is that I consider myself pro-choice, but I can also say pro-life, too, because how I look at it is, like, listen, if you get raped, you're too young, you can't afford the kid, or your parents can't help you out with it, get an abortion, okay? If you're in your 20s, and you're, you know, you weren't raped, but you had, you know, you got pregnant, you were just irresponsible and using a condom or any kind of contraceptive, I see it as in that it's up to them to decide if they want to have the kid. But I say if you can financially support that kid, even if you don't want to have it, say your parents have a little bit of money and they say, listen, we can help you with the kid, this and that, that's fine. I say have the kid, okay? There's a lot of issues I have on abortion. I feel that you should have the kid if financially you can support the kid, mentally you can support the kid, so on and so forth. Rape? No, I should say have an abortion if you don't want to have that, because the wife shouldn't have... Or the lady that got raped, she shouldn't have to live with that kid for the rest of her life, knowing that kid's out there, have to carry that kid for 9 months, and the psychological breakdown that woman might have if she's a weak person is going to be detrimental to her in her life, at least in her shortcomings. She's going to have a problem mentally, you know, psychologically. So I think, yeah, in that situation, yeah, in rape, yeah, you should have an abortion if you want to. It should be available to them, and it should be available through in every country, to be honest with you, especially with rape. You know, that's my own viewpoint. If financially you can support it, your parents can help you support it, so be it. Have the kid. Give it up for adoption, so be it. Go do that. And that's my take on abortion. Negation?
I was actually going to bow out and say I pretty much said everything until you dropped the bomb that if you've got the money, you need to have the kid. I'm kind of surprised with that, man. I mean, would you make that a law and to where?
No, I wouldn't make it a law.
How would you regulate it then? I mean,
it's up to the individual. Abortion is legal, so it's up to the individual to make that choice. Not society or legislation, I should say, should have to make that decision.
Okay. But which and is from your personal aspect, even if you didn't want to have the kid, you would still have the kid, but you don't think you wouldn't force that on anybody else, is what you're saying.
Yeah, adoption, you could do that if you want.
But what I'm saying is, would you force the mother if there was a, let's say, a monetary, lack of a better term, a line there, that if you make X amount of money, you should have the kid?
Absolutely
versus...
not.
Okay.
Absolutely
right.
Not. No. Personal choice between your family, your parents, or whatever. That's fine. They should make that decision, but there should be no legislation implemented to where if you make this much money or your parents make this much money, they should have the kid. No, I'm totally against that, no.
Okay.
Michael?
I'm trying to save some time, guys. I know we're way behind.
So. Yeah, we're good. Michael?
I would definitely agree with you on that. I would have abortion to be a legal right, and then my own personal view is would be pretty much similar to your own on this issue. But at the moment, we're focusing on just getting emergency legislation in to have in Ireland. At the moment, we're pushing for emergency legislation, so if the life of the mother is in danger, we can the abortion can't be carried out without the risk of the doctors being imprisoned or fined or whatever.
My understanding, Michael, if I may, quickly,
sure.
My understanding of the law in Ireland at the moment is pretty much what you've actually described it as, namely that although the value of life, and I know that this is a sort of like uncertain definition, the value of life of the child is equal to that of the mother, and I recognize some of the cases that you referred to when you were posing your question. If doctors are satisfied that the life of the mother is in danger, then they do have the right legally to terminate that pregnancy.
Yes, but there's a grey area around the issue here in Ireland. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, so I might not be working at the best capacity for it. But just as far as I'm aware of, doctors still are not happy that if they do this procedure, that they could be sent to.
They could face prosecution, but in the same way, at the moment, they're potentially liable for the manslaughter of the mother of this child. And I think what you're saying is there needs to be greater clarity in the law, and I certainly would not disagree with that sentiment.
Negation.
About that. I was just wondering if DPR or you, Michael, has there actually been any prosecution, or is this in effect a toothless law? Is no one trying to? If a doctor did perform an abortion, would it result in an arrest?
You're saying, is there any legislation to back this up? If malpractice or whatever.
There's no legislation, but I'm saying, is anybody actually prosecuting based on the legislation?
Malpractice, yeah, medical malpractice. Has it happened? Or are you not aware of it?
I'm not aware of it, to be honest. I'm not aware of any prosecutions that have been brought forward because of this grey area. I think that the vast majority of women do go over to England to have their abortions, which is, for the cases of rape and incest, is an incredibly harrowing time in their life, because not only have they been raped, but now they have to leave the country. They believe in friends and family, and there's even still, I find at this time, definitely a stigma attached to...
If I'm right, Michael, is it not the very first case that you mentioned was a girl who was going to go from Ireland to England to have an abortion after she had been raped, and she was prevented from leaving the country and then committed suicide. Have I got that right?
I think, as far as I remember that case, you're right, but she was in danger of committing suicide. She was, this whole affair really driven her into depression, and she was in danger, she was suicidal, basically. And this was, the case was, her life is in danger if you do not perform this abortion, if you do not allow her to have the abortion. She will commit suicide, and that's where this whole this was the first case and the precedent for the life of the mother, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, that's why I go into psychological issue with these people that get raped, these girls that raped. You know, we got over here in the United States with these devout religious people over here. I know you should have that kid. No, and then and I think, what is it, negation 13 or 20 states, 30 states, I think, that the rapist has the permission to see that kid. And it's just bullshit. It's a law that has to be taken out of legislation. We have to get rid of these types of laws over here in the United States because it's all bullshit.
Well, the law is stronger than that. The law is that if the rapist's father decides that he wants custody, joint custody, the mother has to allow joint custody. In other words, once every week, 2 weeks, whatever the judge deems is fair, that rapist gets to come over to his victim's house, pick up that child, keep the child for 2 weeks, the Saturdays and Sundays, and 2 weeks out of the summer.
Yeah, wow, unbelievable. Michael, you got anything else for us? Any other questions?
Yes, I just have two things, if you don't mind me saying.
Sure,
on Wednesday, if any of the Irish followers is here, we are having another march to Dáil Éireann to try to get legal clarity on this issue.
Nice.
And also, for Tronham at Logic, we have Atheist Ireland, Michael Nugent, on the 1st of December.
Nice.
And we will be talking about this case and...
Yeah, if you want to promote
separation of church and state to Ireland.
Yeah, if you want to promote your links here, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. Anything else? You might want to stick around, Michael, because we have Andrew Kelly. He's one of our regulars here, and he's from Ireland also. So he has a little deeper accent, though, but he's a fun guy. So anything else, Michael?
No, that's all I agree.
All right, guys. Thumbs up for the Kitch 2, Trauma Logic show. Yeah. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, man. Good job, man. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Sweet, man.
So we're going to bring in